The following shiur has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Brachos Daf Tezvov. Today we're going to discuss a case which was asked to the Shvus Yankov about a Balkura who was getting old and couldn't hear so well. He didn't hear what people were saying unless they stood right next to him, shouted into his ear. And he was the Balkura in the shul for Kriyas Megillah. So he was reading Megillah in a tone which he himself couldn't hear, but which the Tzibur could hear. And the shaila was, is he able to be moti the Tzibur, the Yedei Chayvoson, their obligation of hearing the Megillah? So the sugya starts with our Mishnah, Daf Tesvov Omer Aleph in Brachos, and the Mishnah says, "Hakoreh Shema v'lo hishmi'a l'oznoi yotza." Someone who says Kriya Shema but does not hear what he's saying, he is yotza. It's clear from the Gemara that the Tana Kama here is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer lo yotza. Rabbi Yosi holds that someone who reads Kriya Shema and doesn't hear what he's saying because he's too quiet, he's not yotza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara brings a Mishnah in the first parak of Trumas. Then the Mishnah says, Cheresh ha-medaber ve'ene shomea. A Cheresh is a deaf person, he can speak, but he can't hear. So he's chayav b'kol ha-mitzvahs, because if he couldn't speak or hear, then he would be potter b'kol ha-mitzvahs. That's when the Gemara says Cheresh ha-mitzvahs b'kotten. It refers always to someone who cannot hear or speak. But someone who can speak but just can't hear is chayav b'kol ha-mitzvahs. Nonetheless, he should not take truma, he should not be mafish truma lechatchila, someone else should do it. Ve'im toram, but if he did it, he went ahead and separated truma said truma, then his truma is effective and is valid. Why should he not lechatchila separate truma? Because when one separates truma, one is supposed to make a brocha on the hafrosha of the truma. And when one makes a bracha, one is supposed to say it loud enough that one can hear what one's saying. But this cheresh cannot hear anything, and therefore he won't be able to make a bracha which he can hear. And therefore, lechatchila, he shouldn't take the truma. However, if he did take the truma, b'diavad, it's okay. Now that sounds a little bit like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the b'diavad, someone who says Kriya Shema and doesn't say it loud enough that he can hear, is yotze. The only trouble is that the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yehuda says that even in lechatchila you're allowed to say Kriya Shema quiet enough that you can't hear what you're saying. So who is the Tana in the Mishnah of Trumas who says that lechatchila, a deaf person shouldn't take truma because he can't hear himself making the bracha, but b'diavad, it's okay? So the Gemara, this Tana is actually Rabbi Yosi. Although Rabbi Yosi holds in the case of Kriya Shema, if one didn't say it loud enough to hear what one was saying, one is not Yotze. In the case of Truma, the deaf person who takes Truma is Yotze. Says the Gemara, why? Because Kriya Shema is a mitzvah in our Torah, and you have to say everything and you have to hear it. Truma, says the Gemara, is the only mitzvah in the Drabbanon. That is to say, the Truma might be a mitzvah in our Torah, but the Brocha is in addition to the Drabbanon. And since the bracha is additional, it's an extra thing that one has to do when one takes truma. But if one doesn't make the bracha, then b'diavad the truma is still truma. And therefore, in the case of Kriya Shema, a person who doesn't say it loud enough, according to Rabbi Yosi, is not yotze at all. When the case of truma, since the deaf person can take truma b'diavad, even though he won't be able to hear what he's saying when he makes the bracha, because the bracha is not makif. Because the truma and the bracha are two separate things. V'lmobe bracha talia milsa. The truma will be valid even without the bracha. So this is our Gemara. Now the Kiva Eger on this Gemara has a difficulty. Why does the Gemara have to come up with this pilpul about the fact that even Rabbi Yosi would agree that although he didn't hear what he was saying when he made the bracha is not ma'akev? It's clear that the bracha is not ma'akev from a Mishnah, three Mishnahs later in the very same Perek in Trumas. Well, then the Mishnah says that an Elaim, a person who's dumb, he can hear but he can't speak at all, he shouldn't take Truma, again because he can't make the bracha, but b'dieved, if he took the Truma, it's valid, even though he didn't make the bracha at all. So it's clear from the Mishnah of Elaim that someone who doesn't make a bracha at all is able b'dieved to take Truma. So it's clear from there that you don't need, the bracha's not ma'akev. So why does the Gemara by Cheresh, who can't hear but he can speak, say that even though Rabbi Yossi says you have to hear what you're saying, this person can't hear what he's saying, but the bracha's not ma'akev. It's clear the bracha's not ma'akev, and the Mishnah of Ilim, when he can't say a bracha at all, and nonetheless, but you have it, you can make tshuva. As if it could be kidego on the Gemara. The Dvar of Rom, in Chelik Aleph, Tzim Tzvav, asked perhaps an even stronger kasha from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi actually disagrees with the Bavlis, Yerushalmi and Trumas, the first peg of Trumas, and there the Yerushalmi says that our Mishnah of Trumas cannot go like Rabbi Yossi. For this very reason, that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you're Kuri Krishma and you don't hear what you're saying, you're not Yotze, because whenever you have to say something in Alocha, you have to say it loud enough that if you hear it, if you don't hear it, you're not Yotze. And therefore, Badiyeved, a Cheresh who makes a Mafish Truma, since he can't hear himself making the Baruch, he's taken not Yotze. And Yerushalmi doesn't seem to hold to this Alocha, that the Truma and the Baruch are two separate entities, if not, it doesn't work. Even if you didn't make the Baruch, the Truma is still valid. In fact, the Dvar Avraham, and in fact the Keren Oira in Maseches Brachos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asked the same kasha. How can that be? How can the Yerushalmi suggest that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi? If the Mishnah goes with Rabbi Yossi, and that a Cheresh who is Mafish Truma is not, his Truma is not valid because he didn't hear the bracha that he made. But surely the Mishnah, three Mishnahs later, which says that in Elaim, who is Mafish Truma, Bedieved is Truma, is Truma, proves that the bracha is not ma'akev b'di'eved. B'di'eved, if you're mafish truma, even if you didn't make a bracha at all, you're yotze. So kol shekein, in the case of a cheresh who made the bracha but just didn't hear what he was saying, surely Rabbi Yossi would have to agree that the truma is valid, just like by an ilein. Now how can the Yerushalmi say that, according to Rabbi Yossi, a cheresh who makes mafish truma without hearing the bracha that he's making is not the truma, his truma is not a valid truma? So to answer these questions, the Dvar Avraham comes up with an interesting chiddush. We find, he says, a concept in Menachos that when a person brings a korban mincha, which consists of flour and oil, there's a mitzvah as part of the korban mincha to mix the flour and the oil together, which is called bilo. So it's a gemara, if you bring a very large mincha, where there's a very large amount of flour, to so much so that it won't mix well with the small amount of oil that has been brought, then this mincha is invalid. Says the Gemara, although one is supposed to mix the flour and oil together for a korban mincha, but yet someone who doesn't mix the flour and oil together is still yotze the korban mincha. The mincha is still a kosher korban. Says the Gemara, so if so, someone who brings a lot of flour together with a small amount of oil, even if it doesn't mix well together, b'di'eved, the korban should be kosher, just like someone who brought the right amounts but didn't mix it at all. To this, the Gemara says a very interesting yesod. Reb Zera says, "Kolaroi lebilo, ein bilo ma'keves, because she'ein roi lebilo, bilo ma'keves." That means to say that although the Torah says that a chatchila you're supposed to mix the flour and the oil together, but b'di'eved, if you didn't, the mincha is still kosher, nonetheless, it has to be at least able to mix the flour and the oil together. If you are able to mix the flour and oil together, then even if b'di'eved you didn't, that's good enough. However, if there's not enough flour and oil to mix together at all, if the combinations are too disparate, such that you won't be able to mix them, then even b'di'eved is ma'akev. So when the Torah says you're supposed to mix the flour and oil together, lechatchila, the Torah means even if you didn't do it, the amounts of flour and oil have to at least be able to be mixed together. There's got to be roi lebilo. If it's roi lebilo, then even if you didn't actually mix them together, it's okay. Mashenkin, if it's not roi lebilo, it's not in the right amounts, you couldn't even mix it if you wanted to, then even b'di'eved it's no good. Since in the Dvar Avraham, we find the same concept of roi lebilo in several other contexts as well. For example, by bikurim, when a person brings bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, there's mikra bikurim, there's a psukim you're supposed to say, the parasha at the beginning of Kisove tells us exactly what the person is supposed to declare when he brings his bikurim. What happens if he doesn't say it? But the event, he's mekana the mitzvah of bikurim. Says the Gemara in Baal Basra, taf pei alef. Nonetheless, the person has to be roi lebila. If he's not able to say it bichlal, then he's not yotze. If he's able to say it, he just didn't say it, that's okay. But he's not able to say it, then he's not yotze. Similarly, b'chalitza, the woman involved in the chalitza ceremony has to say various things, as the Torah tells us. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet says, even if she doesn't say it, it could be that the mitzvah is valid and the chalitza is valid, as long as she was able to say it. But if she wasn't even able to say it, then we apply the rule of kol roi lebila ein bila makevas. Of course, she ain't a roi lebila bila makevas. If you're not able to do it, even if you wanted to, then it's ma'akev even by the heaven and it doesn't work. So the Zvavom, lechayu, we can apply the same concept in our case as well. According to Rabbi Yossi says that someone who's kohen kriyas shema b'leish mila oznov, in fact, is not yotze. With regard to truma, the Yerushalmi holds that the mission of truma, which says that a cheresh who's mafrish truma, but yever the truma is truma, even though he didn't hear the bracha that he made, cannot go like Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Keren Aaron and Dvar Avram, but surely Truma is different in that Truma, the Brocha, and the Truma are not interdependent, and the proof is that three Mishnahs later, the Mishnah in Truma says that an Ilaim, a person who can't speak, who's Mafish Truma, but yet his Truma is Truma, even though he didn't make a Brocha at all. Says the Dvar Avram, no, there's no proof from the case of Ilaim, because we apply here the rule of Kol Roi Lebila, it's true that the dumb person cannot make a brocha, and therefore he surely can't hear his brocha because he can't say it. But he can hear the brocha for somebody else. And there's a general principle of shomea ka'oine. Just like, for example, there's a mitzvah to make kiddush on Friday night. But you don't have to say it yourself. If you hear it from somebody else, you can also be yotze of the mitzvah because of the principle of shemeya ka'ina. Someone who hears it is as if he'd said it. And therefore an ilaim in this respect is better than a cheresh. True, the ilaim can't make the brocha at all, but he can hear the brocha from somebody else. And therefore he's roi lebilo. He's not able to make the brocha himself, but he's able to be yotze of the brocha by hearing it from somebody else. And therefore b'dieved is truma. Whereas, in the case of the cheresh, even though he can make the bracha, technically speaking, by spitting, he cannot hear it. And he can't hear it from anybody else either. So he's not roi to make a bracha which he can hear at all. Not from himself and not from anybody else. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you weren't mashmin ozov lo yotzo. And therefore the Yerushalmi says that the mission of cheresh, who says trumos and truma, cannot go to Rabbi Yossi, even on the mission of ilen can. And that also answers the Kidegas Kasha. Our Gemara actually holds that the mission of Cheresh can go like Rabbi Yossi for a new reason. That the Barucha and the Truma are not interdependent. Says the Gemara, but that's a Chiddush. Had we said that the Barucha and the Truma are interdependent, then the Cheresh would not be able to be Mafish Truma according to Rabbi Yossi, because he can't hear the Barucha. Even though an Ilein can, and he can't make the bracha at all, but he can hear the bracha from somebody else, he can be yotze b'shomea ka'ina. Now, the Dvar Avraham points out that it's not so clear that we can say shomea ka'ina in such circumstances. There are poskim or old that we only say the rule of shomea ka'ina applies in a case where the person could make the bracha himself. But he didn't, he heard it from somebody else. A person can make kiddush, and then if he hears from somebody else, he's yotze shomea ka'ina. But what if the person, for whatever reason, couldn't make kiddush himself? Then, there are poskim hold that we can't apply the rule of shomea ka'ina at all. And for example, a person is in the middle of Shemayin Esra, and he hears the Kehillah saying Kedusha. So some poskim can say he should stop davening and listen to the Kedusha and be yotze the mitzvah of Kedusha of shomea ka'ina. However, there is an opinion which holds, and there's no point trying to be yotze shomea ka'ina, because since the person is in a position that he himself cannot be ayna, even if he wants to, and therefore he can't even be yotze shomea ka'ina either. So in the Chanan, according to those opinions, we would have to find another explanation for this. And the Dvar Avraham goes by Richos to give another lomdus. But I'll anyway, according to most poskim, or many poskim hold that shomea ka'ina applies in such a case, there would be a very good explanation of our Gemara. And Ilaim, in short, can be mafrish truma even if the truma is interdependent on the bracha and he cannot make the bracha. Because since he can be used for the bracha by hearing it from somebody else, then even if he didn't actually hear it, kolaroi lebila in bila makeres, he's able to hear it, and therefore he's used to the mitzvah of truma, of hafrosh's truma, even if he didn't make the bracha. Whereas the cheresh, if the bracha and the truma are interdependent, cannot be mafresh truma, even by the evidence according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds he has to be mashmir la'oznov. And the cheresh cannot be mashmir la'oznov, and he can't even hear it from anybody else, and therefore he's not roi lebila, and therefore bila ma'akeres, his bracha is ma'akev even by the evidence. Unless we say, like the Bavli, that the bracha and the truma are actually not interdependent, and therefore it doesn't matter if he didn't make the bracha at all. In which case we don't even need roi lebila, we don't even need roi lishmir. Adkan, the Gemara, according to this mahalach. And in fact, says the Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi, we actually find this idea of applying Kolaroi Lebila to a case of Shemir, of Lo Shemir Oznov, we find the same concept in the Taz. The Taz comes to answer a very difficult question. We seem to paskin in our sugya here in Brochus that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Yossi. And the Kerei Kriya Shema V'Lei Shmir La'oznov, even if you didn't hear what you were saying when you said Shema, you actually are Yotza. There's a Mishnah in Megillah which says that a Cheresh, who's Medaba Ve'ina Shemea, cannot be Motzi anybody else the mitzvah of Kriya Megillah. And the reason seems to be, as the Gemara there explains in an almost identical sukkah to our sukkah, that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds just like by Kriya Shema, if you're not Mashmir Oznov, then you're not Yotzer. So too by Megillah, if the Cheresh cannot hear what he's saying, and therefore he's not Mashmir Oznov, and according to Rabbi Yossi, he's not Yotzer the mitzvah, and therefore he can't be Yotzer anybody else. However, since the Gemara seems to hold that mission is only that of Yossi, we who pass in Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Kriya Shema should hold that in the case of Megillah it's okay, because just like by Kriya Shema, b'dieved, if he's lo Yishmael Oznov, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that he is Yotzer, so too a Cheresh should be Yotzer. The only reason why it doesn't work in the case of Megillah is because the Gemara says that mission is like Rabbi Yossi, who holds even by Kriya Shema b'dieved you are not Yotzer. And so Paskin many Poskim. However, the Rambam seems to Paskin not like that, and the Rif and the Rosh indeed seem to Paskin not like that. And the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam with this, and says that someone who's a deaf person who reads the Megillah is not Moitzi the Tzibur Yedei Chovasa. The question is, why not? The only reason why the Mishnah says you're not Yotzer is because you hold like Rabbi Yossi, but in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in the case of Kriya Shema, like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi, but the Eved you are Yotzer. So why was the Cheresh who read the Megillah not but the Eved Yotzer, like Rabbi Yehuda passage to Paskin? To this, the Taz answers with the same concept which the Dvar Avraham mentioned. There's a concept here of Korah Roy Lebila. Although Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone is Kriya Krishma the Lo Hishmir La'oznov, but the other is Yotzer, that's only because he's Roy Lebila. He would be able to hear it where he just say it loud enough. In that case, he's Yotzer even if he didn't hear what he's got to say. However, the Cheresh, he's not even Roy Lishmir, because he can't hear what he's saying at all. Even if he wanted to, he couldn't be make himself hear, because he's a Cheresh. So in that case, Rabbi Yehuda also musk into the concept of Kolaroi Lebila in this case. And he holds that, b'dieved, you are Yotzer the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, as long as you were able to hear it. Mashenkin, in the case of Kriyas Megillah, if it's a Cheresh, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you're not going to be Yotzer the mitzvah, because you're not Roy to hear it. And therefore, the Rambam pastors like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Kriya Shema, the b'dieved you're Yotzer, but the reason is because you're roi to hear it, you're also Yotzer even if you didn't hear it. In the case of the Cheresh reads in the Megillah, the Rambam agrees that although the Gemara says it's Rabbi Yossi, at the end of the day, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in the case of the Cheresh that he cannot be Moshe anybody else because he's not Yotzer himself, because he's not even roi to hear it even if he wanted to be. Although the Gemara in Megillah does imply that that Mishnah only goes like Rabbi Yosi, cannot be fitted like Rabbi Yosi, the Taz nonetheless has an explanation in the Gemara there, where according to his Malach, it comes out that even in the Maskona of the Gemara, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Mishnah of Cheresh can go according to him. And the reason why it doesn't work is because he's not even roy to hear it, and therefore he's not Yotze since he didn't hear it at all. Interestingly enough, the Switch Yankov comes along independently of the Taz with exactly the same Lomdus to explain the same stira, apparent stira, in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, and says the same thing. That by Kriyas Shema, if the person can hear, but he just doesn't hear because he doesn't say it loud enough, since he's royal Ishmael, he's Yotze B'Diyeved. Whereas in the case of Mikra Megillah, if it was a person, Lechora, who was able to hear, but just didn't hear, then he would be Yotze. But if he's a Cheresh, who's not even able to hear, then he's not Yotze B'Chlal. So this was Yankov, a very big Kiddush. And since that, it would come out that someone who, technically speaking, can hear, but normally doesn't hear. In other words, the case which we mentioned at the very beginning, where it was an old man who was already hard of hearing. He could hear if you shouted very loudly. If he himself shouted very loudly, he would be able to hear. But when he speaks normally, he doesn't hear what he himself says. In that case, it's Shvus Yaakov, he could be Moitzi everybody else with their Chovas Kriyas Megillah, even though a deaf person cannot. Although the reason why a deaf person is not Moitzi everybody is because he's Leish Shmir Osnov, he didn't hear what he was saying, and this Bal Koyo also can't hear what he himself is saying. There's a big difference. The deaf person cannot hear what he's saying under any circumstances because he's a cheresh. So he's not roy in Ishmir. If he's not roy in Ishmir, then Ishmir is ma'akif and he's not yet to the mitzvah at all, and therefore he can't be much to anybody else. Whereas the old man, he can hear if he shouts loud enough. So he's roy in Ishmir. In that case, ein shmiras ma'akivis. Even if he didn't actually hear, it's not ma'akif. And therefore, he's a bauchiyuv, and he is able to be moitzi everybody else the mitzvah. Even though he himself can't hear it, they can hear the mitzvah. And they're hearing it from someone who could hear. If he could hear, then the fact that he himself doesn't hear is not ma'akif. And therefore, of course, says the Shvus Yankov, this Balkura, even though he doesn't hear himself what he's saying, can be moitzi the rest of the tzibur, even though a cheresh would not be able to be moitzi the rest of the tzibur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.